Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking to New York Times best-selling author of the book, The Art of Having It All, Miss Christy Whitman. I am so honored to be talking to her today. Christy, welcome so much to the Transform Your Mind radio show. You have such a wealth of knowledge that I know that both myself and my listening audience is going to learn so much from you today.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. Right. Yeah. So this should be a great conversation, guys. So make sure you stay to the end. All right. Now, before we get started in our show today, I want to give a shout out to the fan of the week and the winner of this week's contest for a free VIP annual subscription to Mixamore, the newest, hottest dating app. This week's winner is Sierra De Oliveira. Sierra left a review on iTunes that said, "I just love this podcast. Coach Myrna and her guests are so entertaining and full of great content. I love learning how to navigate this life and be successful." Thank you, Sierra, for leaving a 5-star review. I hope you enjoy your gift. Now, appending to that, I want to remind you that I have a 4-week contest on right now, and this is week 3. And the contest is for you to win a VIP membership to Mixamore, the new interracial dating app as seen on Shark Tank. To enter, post a review to the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna podcast on iTunes, and then send me an email to info@myhelps.us with the subject line podcast review, and you will be entered to win. All right, well, let's get on with the show, and let me tell you a bit more about my guest today, Ms. Christy Whitman. Christy is a transformational leader, celebrity coach, and the New York Times best-selling author of The Art of Having It All. She has appeared on The Today Show and The Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People's Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life, and Teen Vogue, among others. Christy is also the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy and Quantum Success Coaching Academy, a 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certification program. Christy has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, speeches, and coaching sessions and products. Christy's life-changing message reaches over 200,000 people per month, and her work has been promoted by and featured with esteemed authors and luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dwyer, Marcy Shimoff, Brian Tracy, Neil Donald Walsh, Abraham Hicks, and Louise Hay. She currently lives in Arizona with her husband, Frederick, and their two boys, Alexander and Maxim. Christy's going to tell you a little bit at the end of the show how you can get in contact with her, but I just want to let you know you can meet her on the web at www.christywhitman.com. www.quantumsuccessbook.com and www.theartofhavingitall.com. Well, Christy, as I said in the start before we went on the air, I am so excited to be talking to you today. You know, I read your bio and I'm thinking, wow, now this woman is where I want to be. So, all right, so we're going to start off by just asking you a kind of a background question. You've accomplished quite a lot, so can you tell us your journey to this point in your career and life?
Oh, boy, yeah. So I basically did everything that my parents told me, you know, go get a degree, you know, get a good job, put money in the bank, you know, have a nice body, fit, whatever, you know, these are the things that are make you happy, find a guy. And I had all that, but I was just really, really empty. I was really missing a essential part of myself. And so I started going on a search. And when I did, it was like I had this, you know, like when you're really thirsty for water, that's how I felt spiritually. I felt like I need, you know, I know how to create success, but I feel like I'm working really hard to do it. It's exhausting. And I just don't know that there's any real purpose or meaning in what I am doing, because it seems like the more money I make, it's not like it's making me happier. The more, you know, stuff I get, or, you know, the boyfriend or not boyfriend, whatever, white husband, whatever, that's not the key to my happiness. I could tell. So I went on this quest and really learned about meditation and learned about, you know, how our thoughts create our reality, and learned about energy and how we are either, you know, attracting things to us or repelling things from us. And all these different philosophies started changing, you know, I started changing my thoughts one by one and started shifting my energy. And things literally just started shifting before my eyes. When I was searching, at one point I was 30 pounds overweight, $60,000 in debt. I had just broken up with the latest bad guy. And I moved to California and I didn't know anybody. And so my life, and I had quit my job also. So I had nothing going on in my life when I found this information. And it was amazing because within just a very few short weeks, I got a great job. I was transferred to a different part of California. I found a really wonderful man that I was in an 8-year relationship with. My body naturally went back to a normal size 4. You know, things were just flowing and easy. And what I was learning about was the universal laws that I now teach, because I've shared my experiences of how I've created a great career, or, you know, lost weight, or maintained my weight, or attracted an ideal partner, or, you know, attracted the kids that I have, or money, or, you know, whatever. So that's what I've been doing for the last, I want to say, 16 years, is I've been coaching on law of attraction and universal laws besides law of attraction. And I just share my experiences, and I share what I do and what I learned and what I know not to do. And I've just built an amazing business that, you know, it's lucrative. It's something that I'm serving people. I'm seeing people transform, and I feel passionate about it, you know, each and every day. And back when I was in that space, I was making money. I was a pharmaceutical rep, but I didn't feel like I was on purpose, and I didn't feel like what I was doing really had much meaning. And so I started to really connect with the feeling of what would it feel like that if I did something, I was on purpose, because I didn't know what purpose looked like. But I started just allowing myself to feel that essence of purpose, of what it would just feel like, even if I didn't know the how or the what or the form or anything. And then what happened was amazing. I had a book that downloaded through me, and that became my first book, Perfect Pictures. And I got it published, and my family and friends all bought the book, and it wasn't like they weren't the target audience anyway. They were not the ones to read self-help books. So I started speaking in spiritual bookstores and churches. And while I was doing that, doing workshops on my book, I would take people through meditations, and they started asking me, well, do you coach? And do you, you know, and I had no idea back then. I mean, we're talking, you know, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, I had no idea what life coaching was. And most people didn't. It was very select people in certain parts of the country that knew what it was. So I decided to just have people call me on the phone and started really appreciating the transformation and how they were shifting, and they were too. So I actually went to school and became a coach, and I have, you know, went full time in my business, left corporate America about 11 years ago, and I'm so grateful that I did. So here I am. I literally have the life of my dreams, and I don't recognize that person that, you know, started working with the universal laws 21 years ago. So, I'm grateful that I know what I know, and I'm happy to share it because it's not my stuff. It's universal, and it helps every single person, no matter what circumstance or situation they're in. We can change all of it by knowing and applying these laws.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. I absolutely love it. I mean, I was going to ask you what your degree was in, and just as I thought about, you know, my follow-up question is going to be what your degree was in. You answered the question.
Well, no, I went to Arizona State University, and I got a degree in organizational communication. So I had to go back to school and, you know, go get more education on coaching.
Okay.
But, you know, communication has something to do with coaching.
Well, yeah, that's good. No, but you said that you're a pharmaceutical rep. So, that was a question I had in my head at the same time you answered it. So that was not what your degree was in. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's an awesome story, and I love it. You know, your first book is a little different from the way I did mine, but I love when you said that the book was downloaded to you. I was just doing an interview a couple of days ago with an author, and I was telling her how I wrote my first book. I would go running in the morning, and then everything would be downloaded to me, and then I would go in the car and start writing.
Yeah.
And I know that you're a Dr. Dwayne Dwyer, follower and fan, and basically he says that that's how he writes. He's written all his books. He gets up at 3:15 in the morning, and it's just downloaded to him. So I absolutely love that term. You know, what you did with yours is that you worked it. You know, my first book, you know, I wrote it and didn't do much with it. I didn't start marketing until I got to my second book. But, yeah, that's a great, you know, great story. And I hear that story as a coach. You know, we hear that story so often. In fact, just in the weekend, I was speaking to one of my husband's friends, and he says to me, I'm going to be retired in 3 years, 2 months, 5 days or something. He had it down for the days. So, and he's 50. So I said, so what are you going to do after you retire? And he says, well, you know, I don't feel like I know my purpose. You know, this job that I've done for 30 years is not my purpose. And, you know, I had an impromptu coaching session there, you know, trying to see if I can steer him to understanding, you know, what his purpose is and whatever. But, you know, I've had lots of clients that come to me and say exactly what you said. You know, you're making money, you follow the direction of your parents, and, you know, most parents don't tell you to have a good body, so I like that one. They do tell you to get
it. No, that was a must for my mother. My mom was always like, she was a typical split energy mom. She was just like, eat, you're not eating enough, you better watch your weight, like in one sentence. Like, so my mom was very confusing. She still does that. Well, make sure you eat, but you gotta watch your weight. And like, how do you
watch
your weight? Like, how do you like just eat and eat, because my Italian mother, right? Manja, like, eat.
Oh, Italian, you, yes,
yeah,
I get the picture now, right? Yeah,
yeah. And then she'd be like, well, but you know, you gotta watch your weight. So I'm like, you're confusing.
Yeah, so I love that. You know, the traditional way is that, yeah, you get a degree, you get a guy, get married, get kids, that kind of thing. I like to have a good body kind of thing. But, yeah, so your journey is a great journey. And a lot of people can identify with that because, you know, what I do mostly on this show is I talk about that. You know, I just finished a series with, you know, talking to millennials, and, you know, millennials do just that. They, you know, whether it's their parents or the guidance counselor or somebody, they find a job and, you know, they find a guy and then they get married or something, but it doesn't light them up. It doesn't light them up because they're going about it based on, you know, the jobs that's available or income or something along those lines. But yeah, so what happened to you is a great thing to teach, because whenever you're in purpose and whenever something lights you up and whenever you follow the laws of the universe, which most people don't know what they are, and, you know, in our next session, we are going to actually dive into that because that's one of your books. So that is awesome because when you follow it, and I'll tell you, I took a webinar on the weekend, and one of the things that grabbed me about that webinar, because I'm extremely busy, is he talked about how to bend reality and how to create. And I said, all right, I'm there.
Yeah.
But yeah, what people don't understand, yeah, the law of attraction, your thoughts, and that's the only way that you can design your life. So that is awesome. So I'm glad that you were gonna dive into that in our next episode. But today, we want to talk about your book, the one that you touched a little bit on in your intro there, the things that was wrong with your life until you fixed it. But wow, you've overcome a lot. You're a superwoman. So, all right, but before we, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So before we get into, how you've done that and what you teach right now in your coaching program, I love the word that you use to introduce your coaching program. And it's, again, I follow Deepak Chopra. You didn't mention him as some of the people that you, one of the persons that you have studied under. But, he was my first mentor. And when I wrote my first book, which was called Becoming Conscious, My Awakening, Dr. Dwayne Dwyer and Deepak Chopra were two of the luminaries, which is who you're calling them, that actually inspired that book. But so, and he talks a lot about quantum physics and quantum mechanics, but you're calling it quantum success. So, my second follow-up question is, what do you feel is the blueprint to your coaching program, the quantum success? And tell us what you mean by quantum success.
Okay, so I just want to say I'm not a superwoman. I'm just an ordinary woman that learned about universal laws, and then you become a superwoman.
You become a superwoman, exactly. Right?
Yeah, it's like, but we all have these superpowers, so it's not just me. It's, every single person that's listening, you have the power to create your life the way you want it. And so, for quantum success for me, it was really about, I lived the first part of my life so far, pushing, striving, setting goals, and I still set goals, but, moving, driving, striving, forcing, efforting, and trying to create the success and doing a lot of work. And it was really when I found the knowledge, the information on energy, and that, the energy that you hold while you're moving towards something is even more important than the action that you take. We're both physical and non-physical, so it's important that we take action. We move in the direction that we want to move in. We take steps, But if you're not doing that from a place of alignment, then any momentum that you take is a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. So, a lot of times people are moving, they're doing stuff, and they're taking tons of action, and it's eventually going to give them the success that they want, but they're going to hit a wall. Because if their thought process is different, or their emotions, or how they feel about themselves, or even the way they think about themselves, the way they reflect on themselves, the way they judge themselves, all of that stuff holds us back from really being able to allow the alignment and the flow of the quantum field of what some call God, what some call goddess, consciousness, creator, whatever you want to call that. But that energy has a, it's real. It's everything is energy. They've tested it in science now. Quantum physics has said it for years that everything, the basis of everything, whether it's something that's dense like a desk or a chair, to our own physical bodies, everything is energy. And so when you start to bring in deliberately the kind of energy that you want to experience, whether it's success or love or abundance or prosperity, security, purpose, meaning, whatever it is for you, when you start to bring in that feeling and conjure up that feeling inside of yourself, despite what's happening in your, reality with certain situations and people and circumstances, it actually does change everything. as long as you're doing it consistent, because everything is vibration. And so when we can, you know, work and do the action and take the action towards, you know, what we want to manifest or how our, what our goals are, but we align our thoughts, our emotions, our perspective with succeeding, with being in that space of success. What would success look like? What would success feel like? You know, if you had the career that you really wanted that was firing on all cylinders, what would that look like for you? You know, I wrote in my last book, The Art of Having It All. It's really what is having it all for you in each aspect of your life. Having it all isn't someone else's definition. It's what lights you up. It's what moves you forward. It's the life force that's pulsating through you that wants to become something more. And it's up to us as that non-physical part of that energy to cooperate with it instead of trying to cut it off. And that's what most people do, that, you know, are complaining and that they're judging other people and they're, you know, just in lack. They're limited. They feel they're limited. They have excuses or they play like a victim. You know, all those things are literally siphoning off our life force energy, and it won't move us towards the desires that we want. We have to get into that place where, you know, we are expecting and really trusting that all good is coming, and that, you know, anything that is happening is for our highest good, and to be able to direct our energy and our thoughts and our focus in that what we do want instead of what we don't want. So I always say, you know, if you are in a situation that you're experiencing some kind of contrast, which is what I call what you don't want. So it can mean, you know, you're in debt, you can't seem to pay the bills, you're working really hard, but you can't seem to reach above a certain level. You want to be able to, you know, have more fun in your life and take vacations and travel, and you're not able to do that, or you're stuck in a marriage, or whatever your current situation is, you know, we need to start looking at what do I want? You know, why do I want it? And how do I want to feel? And then start getting into the feeling essence of it before the physical manifestation takes place. That's the key to it. It's really easy to look at things in our life and go, well, that's real. Yeah, when the bill comes and you don't have any money to pay, yeah, that is real. I get that. However, the reason the situation manifested was because the prior energy that attracted it. So if we want to keep attracting the same thing, we have to keep focusing and paying, you know, attention to what got us in the situation in the first place. Keep looking at reality. Instead, we need to ask ourselves, you know, without any circumstances or situations or people changing, we need to ask ourselves, how do I want to feel? And then start to, as much as you can, as often as you can, get in that feeling place. I mean, the good thing is about quantum is that, you know, this is a holographic universe. And so any emotion that has ever been felt can be easily felt by you. Circumstances and situations don't have to happen. We have capacity as, you know, human beings to visualize and, you know, to feel our way into things and to change a thought. And, you know, these are all things that we can do, because the thoughts that we have are not real. So we have to direct our thoughts towards what we want and why we want it and how we want to feel.
Yeah, that is awesome. Like I said, we are so in sync on the things that we, you know, we believe and do and think about and things like that. And I know that my next question, we're going to be talking a little bit about Abraham Hicks, but that is, you know, for love Abraham Hicks, and that's basically, you know, which talks about the vortex. And, you know, when I do my meditation myself, that's what I say, you know, that, you know, things are in my vortex. They are, you know, available to me, if not immediately, but eventually, you know, same type of thing, you know, the vibration. And I was just listening to a book. I think it was, I'm not sure, I listen to podcasts, read books or whatever, but just last week, somebody reminded me that I was listening to a podcast, and the guy was talking about your three superpowers, and one of the superpowers was imagination, and it's just saying, it just reminded me that, yeah, that anything that we want, we can imagine it, and that's basically what you're talking about.
What you imagine is real. So I mean, whether you're imagining what you want or whether you're imagining what you don't want, it's real and it's going to manifest.
Yeah,
and the other
thing
is too is that, you know, a lot of people think our vortex is outside of ourselves. The vortex is us. So it's not something we have to wait for. It's like we just have to get in the alignment with it because it's already us. It's already the creator that pulsates through us. So it's not something that's outside of us that we have to go and, you know.
I always look at it as like a bubble that's around me. You're saying it's inside of me?
Yeah.
See, I'm doing it wrong.
No, it's inside of you. It's outside of you. It is. But it's the feeling. It's the feeling of already having it. The vortex is already with you. It's already surrounding you. It's already within you. It's already what you want wants you. It's just us that has to open up to it. And a lot of times, you know, I'm going to get into a discussion of energy for a second. You know, most people think, oh, if I think a thought, then I'm going to manifest something or law of attraction. It does work like that in the sense, but the thoughts always create some kind of emotional reaction. It's really the emotions. And what is it? What are emotions? But emotions are energy. So we're viewing something, we see something like a tree, we look at the tree and we just kind of have the stimulus, you know, we perceive it with our eyes and we enjoy it. Oh, there's a bird, you know, we're kind of watching things happen. So energy is flowing in. And it's flowing out. It's just kind of like a stimulus. We see the ocean. It comes in. It comes out. Well, when someone says something rude to us or says something, you know, someone does something or there's like some kind of maybe you get in a car accident, you lose a loved one or your bill comes and you can't pay it or whatever it is, those moments in life cause us to constrict our energy and we create blocks around it. Those blocks also create a vortex of energy. Because energy has to continue to move. It goes in, it goes out, it goes up, it goes down. It's constantly moving. It's never ending. It's it cannot just dissolve. Energy is energy. So if energy comes through and instead of feeling an emotion like, ow, that hurt, that was rude, or, you know, that made me angry, you know, it's like feeling our emotions. A lot of us out of self-protection, it's a very common thing that we do as humans, we constrict. The energy creates a block, and then that creates a vortex. That vortex is active. It's alive. That's the vortex that creates up thoughts, and then the thoughts create a belief because it creates some kind of physical manifestation of it, and then we go, oh, see, it's true. That is a belief. So now our mind goes, see, that's how reality is. No matter what I do, I can't seem to get ahead, you know, whatever it is. Men are always, cheating and lying, whatever, you know, I'm not saying men are, but, you know, some women have that kind of thing because that's what their that's what their perspective was. That's where the block, you know, their man cheated on them and they blocked and now all men suck, you know? So it's like, we have to be careful of and aware of where we're getting energetically charged and start to release those blocks. So that we can be back in that free flow again of feeling the love and the alignment, you know, pulsate through us.
Yeah, I agree totally. And I do the work, you know, I don't only coach it, but I do a lot of mind work because I'm aware that, you know, everything starts in the mind, which is why I call this, you know, this podcast to transform your mind because everything starts there. But what I loved about what you said was the quantum field as it relates to your success. So that was an app thing, and I actually never thought about it that way until you mentioned it. But I think what you said is that if you want to move towards something, because that's the quantum field, that's energy that's moving, then you have to be in alignment to that. You know, we also know that, yeah, if you say, hey, you know what, I want a red Mercedes, but then immediately you say, well, I can never afford it, that's what you're talking about as far as you're not moving in alignment. But I absolutely love that kind of putting it together in sync, that yes, that if you want success, you've got to hold it in what you want in front of you so that you can be strategically moving towards it and also be aware of the energy that you're talking about. That, you know, if you've got stuck energy or you've got blocked energy or you're feeling bad, then you're actually blocking your flow. So I love that.
Thank you.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Love that. All right. So the next question I want to ask you is about the luminaries and thought leaders that you mentioned in your bio. I love them all. I didn't know much about Marianne Wilkinson, but
Williamson.
You know, right? I'm listening to two books on Dr. Dwayne Dyer right now. One is Balance, which is almost the same thing we're talking about here, about you know, your thoughts and energy and things like that. I have a Neil Donald Walsh book in my library, which is Conversations with God. That was one of the best books. I studied that book. And Abraham Hicks, love her. You know, there's a point in time that I meditated with her every morning because, yeah, I was doing vortex work and, you know, making sure your energy is right and your vibration. Yes, she talked to me about vibration, all that. So that's awesome. So I picked those three because those are the ones that, you know, I know and I've worked with. So what are some of the lessons that you've learned from these luminaries as it, you know, as it relates to our topic, you know, having it all and quantum success?
Well, you know, I heard of Wayne Dyer probably about 20 years ago. And my therapist at the time, she was a spiritual psychotherapist, so she brought in the spiritual approach. She would hand me CDs, or actually right back then it was cassette tapes, of Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson. And so they were my first two early on teachers. And I really liked the perspective that Marianne talks about, because she would talk about The Course in Miracles and how there's really only two emotions, either love or fear. So that really helped me start to connect with the energy and paying attention between, you know, am I in a high vibration or a low vibration? And then, of course, Wayne Dyer is huge for me in the whole getting in the perspective of my thoughts. During that time, that's when I was learning that your thoughts create your reality. And so I was learning that, you know, not all thoughts are real. And that we have places where, as normal human beings, you know, we typically automatically think in these ways. And for me, it was like, wow, okay, so I'm normal, right? And yet I have to change these if I want to continue to, you know, change my life, or, you know. So his work has always just been really, it always just touched my soul. And in the times that I've been able to meet him, and, you know, it just, he really is one of those people that really was, because he's passed on, but he really walks his talk, and he walked his talk, and he was, you know, just a really, he truly was a light worker. And I could feel that, you know, around him, and it was, there was an authenticity and of what he taught and how he lived. So that's what I learned about and appreciated him, is that he was a very humble man, and, you know, he never felt better than other people. And he really taught me a lot about ego and keeping the ego in check and that sort of thing. You know, and The Power of Intention. I mean, that's an incredible book. It's a great, great book on his aspect of Law of Attraction.
That's the one I started with.
Yeah, fantastic. And then, you know, I've been following Abraham Hicks probably around the equal amount of time, around 20 years. And I was given a CD, or it wasn't even a CD, it was a cassette. It's true. I was given a cassette from a little group that I was in Redding, California. And I listened to them and, you know, listened to Esther Channel Abraham. And it was like, whoa, this is really strange and weird. And yet, I felt good listening to it. Not only the words that she used, but the vibration that I felt. And so I used to, as a pharmaceutical rep, I had a big area in California. I would drive around with a cassette recorder on my passenger seat with all these different cassettes. And because a lot of the new cars at that time had CD players, right? So I still had cassettes, and I would sit there and drive around and listen to them. So, you know, really attuning to a different perspective. I always recommend, whether, you know, you buy someone's book and you read the book while you're just going to bed at night, or you're driving around the car and you listen to a podcast that uplifts you, or, you know, some kind of media where you're getting a different perspective than what most people think and how most people think, because that's going to help you change your perspective. If you're inundated with the news and, you know, things like that and around a lot of people that are negative, it's very hard to get out of that space unless you do something deliberately to do that. So that was my way of reading his books and listening to his audio books and Abraham as well. And it was just a big, you know, big time of in my life back then to reprogram myself. And that's what the tools that I used is looking at luminaries that helped me think a different way, helped me perceive a different way, helped me learn something that I didn't know.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, that's basically what I do myself. You know, I'm a learner, you know, it's not something that I'm now, you know, at 10 years old, I was reading books while I was doing the dishes because I'm a reader, I'm a learner. And yeah, I love this podcast media, because when I walk in the morning, and that's what I do, you know, I'm listening at night, I'm listening in the morning, and I'm learning so much. In fact, I just happened to you talked about Louise Hay as well. I mean, she's got a podcast right now that I'm learning a lot from, because she's bringing on, I even heard something, Dr. Dwyer was on there the other day and listened to a couple, and which is why I went out and got his book, because he talked about a book called Balance, and I didn't know he had that there. But yeah, I mean, anything that, yes, if you continue. And I know that Dr. Dwayne Dwyer says he never listens to the news, and I rarely do. There's so many people that think, oh, I need to know what's going on in the world. But, yeah, the news is very negative. And, yeah, I mean, if they would take as much time, balance that and listen to the news if they need to know what's going on in the world, and maybe listening to something that's going to reprogram them after all that negativity, then we'd probably be a little better. But, yeah, so... yes, I love basically, you know, what you said about reprogramming. I've got to pick up some of Marianne's books, because I don't think I've read anything that she's written. All right.
I would start with Return to Love from Marianne.
Return
but she's
to
got
Love.
Many books. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. Awesome. Well, we have an awesome start. Let's take our first break. And we'll be right back to get into why the art of having it all. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mix Amore, a new dating app. It doesn't matter if you're Black, White, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Indian, or beyond. Listen, some see things in black and white. Some see plenty of fish. To match is hard, so they say. Why not try Mix Amore? That's M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Download today for free. Ciao.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we are having an illuminating conversation with New York Times best-selling author Christy Whitman. And in our first segment, Christy talked to us about quantum success and energy. Some really good information and good nuggets on there. If you're listening to this on the radio, I would suggest that you go and download the podcast so you can listen to it again, because that was some really good information about how you can block your success by your energy and your vibration and your thoughts. And I learned something, too, about my vortex, because I always thought it was something in the sky. You know, like the way Abraham teaches it, it's your vortex is already manifested, but it'll be available to you, you know, at some time, immediately, you know. It's not available to you right now because you're not holding it in your hands, but at some point in time it will be available to you. So I like the thought, just like how God is in us instead of God being in the sky. I love that. You know, your vortex is in you. That's awesome. So, all right. So now we're going to get into our topic today, which is How to Have It All, or The Art of Having It All. So let me give you a little bit about, a little bit more of a little tidbit that I picked up from, reading the synopsis of the book. Christy, in your book, you ask, is it possible to have a passionate marriage, a thriving career, a healthy, beautiful body, more money than you ever dreamed of, and enough downtime to enjoy it without running yourself ragged? And you ask the question like a lawyer asks the question, a rhetorical question that we know the answer. And your answer was a resounding yes. So
absolutely.
In the book, absolutely, exactly right. Love that, right? Yeah. So in The Art of Having It All, you shared precise steps you took to create radical turnarounds in the midst of potentially devastating real life situations, freeing yourself of nearly $90,000 of unwanted debt, 30 extra pounds, navigating the turbulent waters of divorce. And this last two are really, hard for most people. The grief of your sister's suicide and the life-threatening illness of your newborn son. As I read that, I get, goosebumps on it because, that's a lot of stuff to have to deal with. And I know we've touched on, the energy in most of this before as we talked in your bio and some of the questions that you've answered already. But, can you tag on to anything that you haven't talked about what advice you'll give our listeners who are going through, as we call it, the wilderness or the storm in their lives right now?
Absolutely. So all of those things that you mentioned, all of them I got through and grew from them and had, them turn out even better than I could have even imagined because of the fact that I knew about the universal laws. And that I knew about lack and energy and, or excuse me, lack and abundance. And that, I knew about emotions and all that. And I knew that I needed to focus on my perspective. So just even in the case of my son, Maxim, when he was 2 months of age, he was rushed to the hospital and he had to have an open heart surgery as a tiny little baby. And miracle, yeah, it's crazy. The miracles that were around that are just like the story is incredible. Like he, typically babies that have a transposition of the great artery, are usually found in the mother's womb. They see it in the ultrasound and then they do a heart surgery on them probably within 1 to 2 days of life, 2 days at the latest. And if they don't catch it, it's usually within, the first week. And if it's not caught within the first week, babies usually die in the crib if it's not detected.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Max was 2 months. He was 2 months of age. And the only thing that kept him alive is he had a little hole between both of his arteries. And the valve that closes when a baby typically has their first few breaths, his didn't close. So he was barely breathing, which, we didn't realize, but they never did this type of surgery on a baby this old. So it was just the fact that he was just there and he was wanting to be there. It's like, I knew that he was going to be fine. And so I told my husband, I'm like, okay, listen, we can't have anybody else's negative energy. We can't have fear. We can't have any of this around the situation. The only visual I'm going to hold is having Maxim home with his brother Alex and the three of you wrestling and growing up and taking vacations and taking them to Disneyland and taking them camping and, like all these visions.
That's a vision.
Like watching him play soccer and, all these different, watching him play baseball. And, so that was the only vision. And our family was freaking out and scared. And, of course, we had to process our own emotions because it was an emotional roller coaster. But we kept staying grounded to that vision and kept staying. Whenever we were around him, we only held that vision. And, we didn't let any fear energy. We would clear ourselves before we'd walk in the hospital to see him and, very selective of who we let around him and stuff. And we did that because it's like we just wanted to keep in the positive space. We wanted to keep in that energy flow of, all good things and any possibility of negativity or fear or any lower level emotions. We wanted to keep it out of the creation because it was imperative. And I'm happy to say that he's now a 7-year-old boy. He's been cleared for years. He's got a perfect heart. I mean, the surgery that they did when he was 2 months is like growing with him.
That's amazing.
And he's just the coolest kid and, you know, and just very grateful. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, so that alone, you know, we would sit there and deliberately write down like, okay, what are the positive aspects about the situation? Now, someone will go, oh my God, your child almost died, is in the hospital, in ICU. How could you even look for a positive in this situation? Well, for me, we had to, because we had to keep our vibrational up. So I would write lists about how I'm grateful, how I was at the best children's hospital in, you know, all of North America, and how, you know, I would go through, like, we were close to home, and that we had Francine to take care of our son Alex during the day so we could be with Maxim, and, you know, all the nurses loved him, and it just all the positive aspects. Nothing
that
is ever
people wouldn't
all
even
bad.
Think about when they're in that situation. Wow.
Well, that's it, but nothing is ever all bad and nothing is ever all good. There's spectrums, but it's always where you put your focus and your attention. So, you know, same thing when I was in corporate America, there was plenty of things I could have complained about. I knew I didn't want to do this for a living. I knew I wanted to move into coaching. And, you know, for me, it was like I knew I had to look at the positive aspects, because it's a universal law. If you're lacking limitation, you cannot create abundance from that place. And so you have to get into, it's the law of sufficiency and abundance. You have to get into the place of being at least feeling that it's sufficient. It's good enough. It's enough for now. It's, you know, you don't have to be over the moon excited about it, but at least coming from that place of appreciation and gratitude, looking for what's right and good instead of what's wrong and bad. And when you do that, your life will continue to change. Contrast will show up. It shows up for every single person, but it's how what you do with the contrast when it happens, whether it's really extreme or it's minor. You know, some people get really reactive and have big emotional reactions over very small things. And then when the big things come, they're just like, oh my God, you know, so we have to learn how to manage our emotions.
I know a lot of people like that. Yes. And you know that, you know, when I see people like that, it's that I know there, I says, you need to meditate. You need to, you know, you need to calm yourself down because you know, you're sweating the small stuff, as the book says. Now that is really good story, because, you know, a lot of people think that they can't control, you know, someone else, or they can't, you know, but your son was two months old and you were doing all the creating for him. You know, you were in that space, and that is great, you know. Now,
well,
you also talk.
He had his own point of attraction. I mean, babies are, they come in and they are creating too, right? But it's like babies are so, they're like a sponge. They pick up our energy.
True.
That's one of the most important things as parents.
Right.
You know, what I've learned as a parent is like the more that if I'm off, they're off.
Yes.
If I'm aligned, you know, and I'm coming from my integrity,
that's
and
why
my
you
love.
Have the crying babies that don't stop, because you're right. They're picking up the energy either from the womb or in the environment they come into. Perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I'm gonna redress though something on that, because, you know, I experienced you know, suicide in my family myself. You know, my
I'm so sorry.
My daughter was engaged to be married. She was planning her wedding, and her fiance you know, shot himself and committed suicide. And like you, I'm a very positive person. I don't know, I wouldn't say that I know how to work energy like you are, because you're an expert in that. But in my life, I've had a lot of challenges. And, you know, they say that you can look at your book of wars. And my book of wars told me that almost every challenge that I had a positive outcome, just like, you know, you can say now about your son. But when that incident happened, for the life of me, I couldn't find a positive out of it. I mean, now I think I go back and I think that, you know, the positive may be, you know, like, you know, the pastor, my pastor talked yesterday that sometimes God breaks you so that he can fit you in for your purpose. And I think that my daughter came out of that situation a stronger person. But at the time, I couldn't find a positive. So how did you work, you know, roundabout question, how did you find the positive energy? Because there's a lot of suicides going on right now. So maybe someone is listening that can deal with some advice on how to deal with someone close to you committing suicide.
Well, that's a great question. For me, I remember just feeling that I have to make a decision for myself because she chose what she chose. And we can't control what other people choose. It was her life. It was her decision. Even Abraham Hicks says that every death is really a suicide anyways. But, you know, when someone takes their own life, we make it mean so much. And it is shocking and it is traumatic. It's not like someone gets a disease and they, you know, get degenerative because of that and then they pass. This is something that, you know, that's horrible too. I'm not taking that away either. But when someone just, you know, abruptly ends their life in such a dramatic way, it is very traumatic on everybody around them. And so, you know, I would look at for my sister, it's like, okay, she chose what she chose. What do I get to choose for my life? And then I started asking myself those questions. What do I want in my life? Why do I want these things? How am I going to want to feel, you know, and really start to feel that way. But during the process, I will tell you, I allowed myself to feel my feelings. When I felt angry at the situation, at her, at anything, I processed my anger. I didn't go and beat anybody up. I mean, there's an appropriate way to process anger, right? It's not raging. It's not hurting another person. But I would feel my anger. I would yell into a pillow. You know, there's things you can do that are constructive for you. And as long as you're feeling the energy of those emotions and you're not bottling them up.
You let it out, what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I would cry. If I needed to cry, I would cry. I gave myself permission to cry. Whenever I felt like I needed to cry, I would excuse myself and I would go cry. I mean, this is something one of the things I learned from Marianne Williamson, if there's 12 tears to cry and you only tell, you know, cry 10, there's two more tears inside of you. Mm-hmm. And for me, the way I interpreted that is two more tears inside of you as energy. And that's going to create a vortex, and it's going to create from a place of, you know, you're going to start manifesting from those two tears, from that sadness.
Stuck. Right, yes.
From
yes.
that unprocessed, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was I made a commitment to myself to process every emotion I was feeling. So anytime loss happens, it could be a career loss, it could be a job loss, money loss, a person loss, a death, a traumatic loss. You have to process your emotions because that's a human experience. We have to. And if you give yourself permission to do that, the healing process is so much quicker. People say that time heals all wounds. If you don't process the energy of the wound, it'll
probably never heal, right? Yep.
My dad's 84 years old, and he still has not processed the wounds of losing his daughter. And he probably never will. But it's like, my mom could mention her name and he gets angry and he gets all upset and he wants to go, you know, kill all the women that were in the situation. You know, it's the whole thing. And it's like, wow. I mean, it's like it happened yesterday. And so time doesn't heal all wounds. It's our energy and the way we process our energy that heals those. We have to be present with ourselves and our emotions in order to release the energy in order to move on.
Well, that's good because my daughter in the beginning did not process her emotions. She didn't even want to talk to me about it. But she, you know, a year later, she went to therapy and I think she got it out. So she's better now. So that's good advice. Good advice. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you touched on meditating, you know, a lot. And that's, you know, to me, that's where I've learned that's the most important way of affecting your energy. So do you have a morning routine or an evening routine that helps keeps you centered and helps you move your energy in the quantum field?
Absolutely. So I do a process on Facebook. You can go to Christy Whitman International, and there's tons of meditations on there. But every month I'll do like a free meditation, the first, the second, and the third of the month. And then we go into a private group. And so I'm doing a theme this month, creating loving relationships with everything, with, you know, a significant other, friends, family, whomever, money. So I am the one that I allow the energy to channel through me. And that is my way of receiving that energy so that I can then do the meditation, because it's a guided meditation that it's not something I make up. It's something that is in the moment and channels through me, and then I'm doing for other people. So I benefit from that channeling. The energy comes through me so I can make it available for others, or that they can, you know, have it available to themselves and I can hold that space for them. And that's what I do as, you know, a healer, as a light worker. And then at night, I always meditate before I go to bed. And then, you know, there's things that I do during the day. If say my son says something that hurts me, or which isn't often, but say that that happens, or, you know, I get in a miscommunication with my husband, or, you know, someone says something rude, or I get a piece of news, or, you know, whatever it is, we're human, mm-hmm. and life happens. Like, contrast happens in life. Doesn't matter what it is. But it's a matter of processing the anger, and or processing the emotions, whatever they are, the sadness, the frustration, whatever it is, and then letting it out. It takes about 90 seconds to actually process the energy of an emotion. But most of us spend a lifetime holding on to these things, and then that's what creates our reality. So that's one of the things I do, is I pay attention enough to myself. And if I'm not feeling good, if I'm feeling off, I make sure I center myself and I go into my belly and I release whatever is in there that I'm holding on to.
That's awesome. I'm actually doing something like that right now myself. I never actually did any kind of meditation at night. I normally do mine in the morning. If I can't sleep, sometimes I'll listen to something so that I can, you know, fall asleep. But I never consciously did a meditation at night. But I'm doing this class right now that's called Unleash the Goddess Within. And one of the things that she has you do is go through your day and write down all the things that bothered you or didn't do right, and write it on a piece of paper and then crumple up the paper and throw it away. So, you know, it's a kind of an act. That's, so that was great. So I'm starting to do, you know, some work at night now, but I never miss my meditation in the morning. And I know that, you know, that's how, what keeps me in my vibrational frequency and positive. It's awesome. So as we wrap up, we had a great conversation today. Can you tell our audience how to get in touch with you? I know I mentioned your website at the beginning, but maybe you can spell it out so that, and if you want to give an email or a phone number, for your coaching program, because that's an awesome coaching program. You know, I'm already certified, but definitely I would love to take, you know, a law of attraction, a certification as a coach. It's awesome. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'd love to give everybody a free gift if I could, because if you're listening to this, I would love to give you the copy of my new book, Quantum Success, for free, so that you can work with the universal laws and not only learn them, but really apply them, so that you can create what you absolutely love in your career and in your money, and really find purpose and meaning in that space, you know, in that area of our lives. So if you're making five figures, go to six figures. If you're making six figures, go to seven figures. But deliberately create what you do want in your life, and much, much, much less of what you don't. So I just ask that you pick up the shipping cost. So you can go to quantumsuccessbook.com. I will send you the book for free when it comes out in September. And you can, you know, you just pay for the shipping, and it's yours. Plus, I give you a fast stack guide to help you get clear right away while you're waiting for the book to arrive.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So let me repeat that again. So that was the... I'm always have problems at the end of my show with my voice. Not sure what's going on with that. But, so that was www.quantumsuccessbook.com. That is quantumsuccessbook.com. We're almost out of time. And this is Christy. I want to thank you so much for being an awesome guest in our show. This was very inspirational. And like I said, I learned, you know, a lot from you as well. Looking forward to our next talk. So in our next segment, we are going to dive a little deeper into how to use the seven essential laws of attraction to create a thriving, joyful, and prosperous relationship with your work and money. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today to on the radio, which is WDJY 99.1 FM in Atlanta. This show is also uploaded to iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Google Play, and this week we're now on iHeartRadio, so I love that. So I'd love everyone that's listening to subscribe so that the podcast can be ranked higher and more people like you can listen to awesome messages like the one we had today. So, Christy, thank you once again for being on the show, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation. Until next time, namaste.
Thank you so much.